Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Life is But a Dream, hosted by yours truly, the Dream Teacher. This is my second show, and I figured, well, gotta live up to my name, so it's time to create the Dream Show. So here I've brought to you Life is But a Dream, and I think I'm gonna test it out. I like Monday mornings as I'm sitting here right now enjoying the beautiful sunrise. And the hustle and bustle in the middle of the city, delivery trucks are going around, making their rounds, helping the restaurants, the papers, all that fun stuff. And the world is finally starting to waken up, live and around. Going about their day, going about work, most of them going around. Oh, who even knows? But why we're here, and why I'm here, is to discuss dreams, as you, most of you, have woken up recently, or will be waking up, and there's been a lot going on. There's been a lot going on subconsciously, and superconsciously and spiritually, whichever you want to call it. It was happening all night, whether you remember or not. And hopefully the lucky ones do remember their dreams and that they can recollect them, share them with others, and that's what we're trying to do here. I find that writing dreams down is a very, very helpful tool in remembering your dreams. I have started a dream little diary, if you will, myself, and I really haven't been keeping up with it recently, although I have been having some really strange dreams these past few weeks. Like, they're just like such strong premonitions and so many strong feelings. It's overwhelming, and it's just absolutely fascinating. I love exploring my dreams. It's such a limitless end, and it's just full of so much possibility. You can do anything in your dreams, and you can be there as long as you want or as little as you want. It doesn't matter, and it's just the malleability of it, it's so fluid and so easily just created. There's no hindrance in the creation process. Unless, of course, you know, there's things going on that your dreams are trying to send messages to you that, this isn't right. It's not something that you should be doing, but hopefully most of us get these messages. I try to look into them and keep them afloat, if you will, in my conscious state of mind, and go and use them as tools to handle my daily life, and especially in the physical world. I can sometimes be a little bit of a burden, as we all do now. But for some reason, we love it. Don't know why, but hey, I think I'll appreciate it one day. Alright, what I'm going to do, play a little song for you. I think I'm going to turn this into the opening song. And I originally named it I Don't Laugh Enough Anymore, but I think it's still sticks. We'll see. This is by yours truly, so enjoy.
Thank you.
just your average screw up. In life, where do I go? So I make lots of friends, and we all smoke some dro. It's something that I do to keep the time a-flying. And now I've got the money bug that I won't give up trying. Can't you just be normal and live life in 3D? I tell them I've got bigger plans. You're the pond and I'm the sea. My dreams keep me alive and flow all through my veins. My body wants to scream from excitement, not the pain. My heart is right here, I put it all on the line. It makes my body quiver, quiver all the way up the spine. TDP has got you flowing on the music stream. Don't lose sight and focus, live it up and live the dream. I work and grind all day long. It may not seem like much to keep in contact with my homies, but I've got that special touch. Some would say that I'm a hero to keep the love in peace, even though the world around you will bring you to your knees. My heart is right here, I put it all on the line. It makes my body quiver, quiver all the way up the spine. DDT has got you flowing on the music stream. Don't lose sight and focus, live it up and live the dream. 3, 2, 1, 0. Take a moment, feel like a hero. Save the world, it's up to you. Please tell me what you're gonna do. I live the ultimate life. Someone say they would die to get a glimpse of the world where they can see with 3 eyes. So they catch you surprised, again I'm paralyzed from the newness of fear, all created by lies. It's in the message where you can truly realize and fall in love and learn to possibilitize. Chin up to the world and keep your gaze on the prize. Time is just a character made to disguise, keeping me restrained by always changing in size. Holding up some pattern for a thought to arrive, like a virus to show to somewhat dignified. Damn, the clock ticks at time 4:35. Beats run through my brain and got me all hypnotized. I trust to get the picture from the look in your eyes. I hope you rock the beat and get the vibe of the feeling. These words are simply more than metaphoric healing. I try to send a message through every word I write. I say to you that it's tonight that this soul will take flight. To you, if it seems this isn't quite to the right, maybe turn around and repel, cause I'm not looking to fight. No way. My heart is right here, I put it all on the line. It makes my body quiver all the way up the spine. TDT has got you flowing on the music stream. Don't lose sight and focus, live it up and live the dream. 3, 2, 1, 0. Take a moment, feel like a hero. I don't want to know your name, I just want to bang, bang, bang. My life is so full, so wishing for plenty. No matter if I'm bumming the streets of the city, my life is docked down to the better tapes. My life is tuned into the radio play. My life is mine to share with you to get me through the day. We'll keep things just right, cause I know tonight will change to yesterday. But before you go, please promise me that you will hear me say, in my memory you will stay.
Alright, a little bit of Dream Teacher there for you. I like that song. I think it was a pretty good one. It was a, I had a really strong feeling that I should play that one. I don't know why, but it was just screaming to me. And I'm like, okay, I'll play it. Don't worry. So, that was that. And it has very dream-reflective things to it. And it talks a lot about my dreams. And how many dreams that I hold near and dear. I have always had big dreams. And I guess you could sort of say I've been a little bit of the fool, just kind of chasing crazy dreams and doing just weird things, I guess. Not things that most people don't do. And I'm all right with that. I am absolutely at peace with that. I create. That's what I do. And, you know, it's nothing out of line. Things that are perfectly accessible. But I just follow my heart. That's all. And, of course, the crazy dreams that I have, oh my gosh, they reflect some pretty important things. It's really hard sometimes for me to find, like, connections and, like, how my dreams kind of connect to me in every day. It's like, it's like a shoot and miss kind of thing. Because then I never know if I'm right. But, like, I should know. It's myself, you know? Ah, that's funny. Oh, my gosh. That was great. At work, I heard that today, that something was punny, and I made a pun, and she said it was punny. Oh, inside joke, right? It feels like just a dream. Like, work was, like, so long ago. Yesterday was, like, forever ago. But really, it was only 24 physical hours. That's all. Seems like every day is like that. Well, hello, Cindy's Mountain. Good morning, and thank you for coming in. More people. Well, not too many people here this morning. But that's all right. I'm awake, and I'm here. So if you had any crazy dreams or anything beautiful or anything you're confused about, you can call in if you want or just talk in the chat. Either way. Good morning. Like I said, yeah, call in or chat. That's perfectly fine, but if not, I'm just going to talk about my dreams. And the significance they very much hold with my own life. Let's see. I remember, oh man, I have to tell you about this one dream, and it still stumps me to this day. Oh, that was the recent one. That was a scarier one. Let's go to... Oh, man. Okay, here it is. April 9th. Whew. Okay. So I dreamt I was in school again. I always dream about being in school. Like some kind of like school hotel kind of thing. Where you stay there, but then you learn there. But, like, it's not, like, a college or, like, a school like that. But it does have, like, a campus feel to it. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. I drove up to the curb and up to the door. And an undercover cop put some girl in my car. I'm like, oh, okay. So I knew who she was. And I think she looked like my brother's girlfriend. And I was like, okay. So that's fine. Yeah, I'll take you home. And then this other girl, this Brittany girl, got in my car, and I took them home and then came back to school. And it was like a dorm room upstairs, and one of my close friends, Jenna, lived there. And I haven't seen her in a while. I wrote that down. I thought that was significant. And the significance about her, she took a picture of me when I was in this woman's Ruth's bathroom. Okay? And Ruth is this older woman, and she lived there with them, like, I don't know, it was like a roomie maybe, and she's kind of like she's a very positive woman, and I don't think I knew any Ruth. There was one Ruth on my stepdad's side, and she passed away years ago. I didn't really know her that well. That was the only one that I could think of, and but she was a really positive woman. I really liked her influence and her energy to her. She felt really, like a really happy, beautiful woman. And she had this, like, special bathroom, but I'll get into that in detail later. Okay, before I saw Jenna, I was in this, like, old classroom. And it might have been, like, the same room, but I'm not sure. I was, like, drifting in and out. And it was on the second floor. It was an old drama classroom. I was going, like, up and down the stairs, being a little loud, kind of stomping up and down. I mean, I'm 6'3". I got a little bit of weight to me and shake when I touch the ground. And I'm a Taurus, and moons and houses and Capricorns and all that fun stuff. So I'm a very grounded person. I like the ground. It feels good and solid. I was, like, going up and down these steps, and then this old man came up into the room, wondering where all this noise was coming from. And, you know, he was, like, concerned and, like, okay, well, who's doing this, blah, blah, blah. figured he was like a teacher. And he came in and he told us that he had over 18,000 students to watch that he was trying to maintain. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so many. I'm like, this is, it's not even big. Like, it's not even that big of a school. And I think he was talking about in just one room, but I don't know. It's quite a number. One of my friends was just being a smart ass and saying stuff. And the man seemed to know all of our names, and he figured that we all went to school there. There was a few of us in the group that actually didn't go there, and they said they went to, like, other schools, and everybody else usually just lied. And when my turn came, the old man looked at me, and I noticed, like, he had, like, a tiny, tiny facial piercing or something. And it's just something that caught my eye, like this flash. And I immediately just smiled and said, I was making the noise. I am sorry. It will not happen again. And after that, the old man just smiled at me, and he started talking about chemical reactions and peptides and proteins and, like, all this stuff. And he brought out this book that my friend Tiffany and I seemed to be most interested in. It was a book of all the old man's important thoughts and experiences. And I was, like, really excited to read this. I'm like, wow, this is, like, a really nice, this is, like, from forever ago when this man was, like, younger. And he seems to be, like, a good person. He's in a good position in his life, and he's a nice man. And that's the one thing I noted from him. He's a very smart man. So I guess that was the last time I really met him. And we went, I kind of woke up, and then I went back in, and I was like, okay, well, went back to the dorm room, and Ruth was staying in there as well. And she had this bathroom, okay, that no one was supposed to use. Like, nobody in this. Off limits, nobody used that. It's like, oh, what? Like, you know, not a good thing. And Ruth came up and hugged me and whispered in my ear, did you find it? And find what, I asked surprisingly. The note, the rope, she said. She was very passionate about sailboats. That was, like, her big thing. She, like, collected a bunch of sailboats and, you know, little memoirs and statues, figurines, you know, all that, and decorative little goodies. And she decorated this bathroom with this it was beautiful. It was a beautiful bathroom. It had, like, marble countertops and it just looked really classy and decent, and I was drawn to it, but, like, of course I wouldn't use it. And then I told her that I needed to wash my hands real quick to keep all the others distracted from my true mission of finding the rope and the notes. So I went and used Ruth's bathroom. And then that is when Jenna took the picture of me. Like, I remember looking at flash, and I'm like, oh, man. And I finished washing my hands and snuck in the closet door. Like, I just knew where to go. And I saw the string hanging, and I grabbed it. And attached was a note with my name on it from Ruth. It was folded up in the shape of a sail. So I put it, I knew, like, time was running out in my dream, so I put it in my pocket for safekeeping. It definitely made me smile, but I want to know what in the world this note says. I wish I could find it again. I, like, woke up and looked in my pockets, and I'm like, oh my gosh, where is it? Where is it? Where is this note? I gotta find it. There's gotta be some kind of important message in there. I wanna read it. I gotta figure out what it is. So if anybody has any clues, definitely let me know. Let's see. Okay, Cindy from Mountain said she had a weird dream last night that you struggle with jogging. Like, you know you want to, but you feel like you're dragging yourself, pulling yourself along the pavement. I see. You see a shortcut over a fence through a yard, but the only way out is to go through the person's house. You go through tiptoeing, anxious about it, really, then just barely. You get out the front door without being caught. I've had this dream before. Different yards, different houses. Wow, that's crazy. I totally know that kind of dream. I know that feeling. I've had a reoccurring dream where I'm I'm doing something, I was at like a playground, and I had to run, and I was running looking for my car because a fire truck ran by, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope that my car isn't on fire. And I started running and running as hard as I could with every ounce of strength that I had, every ounce of anything that I had inside me. And I was running so slow. Like, it was the slowest motion that I've ever felt. And it was just like, it was so like, it let me down. Like, I woke up feeling like let down, like, oh my gosh, like, I was trying so hard and I wasn't getting anywhere. And I think that's definitely a great reflection. I think that, let's see, Cindy, I think that that if you are, okay. I don't know if you're struggling with jogging, like, physically, like, if you're trying to get on a jogging schedule or anything, but usually in dreams what that represents, you know, I feel like it's almost so obvious is that, you know, you're putting all of your attention and your focus on one thing, and it's really not getting you anywhere, and you need to change something up, even if it's, like, an emergency in some cases, or something that you really, you know, you almost fear for your life, and you're still running so slow, and you're, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't grab it, I can't find that ounce of strength that's going to make me go faster because I know I can get from here to there, but there's something holding me back. I think that's a strong sign to look for in your dreams, something that may be holding you back. It depends on what else is happening around in the dream, like the setting and who is around, you know, what there's certain symbols and certain images that that might catch your eye, and that kind of stick out in a way. And I think that those are what need to be looked for. But sometimes they're overlooked, and you know, it's really hard to remember all your dreams, and especially all the details, because there's so much going on. Let's see. Some things. Oh, see, if you know some things are holding you back, then there you go. You're very conscious of it, and that's a big affirmation, you know, like, that your dreams have felt that way, and that since you know about it, you know that it's hurting you, and that you need to, I think, let go of something, maybe. Oh, you're so welcome, hon. No problem. And if you'd like, I do have cards here that I can pull a card for you, and it kind of gives you a general idea of where to focus, and maybe it could offer a little clue or insight as to solving a dilemma if you have any with these running things. Maybe there's something that you could focus on, and it would help diminish that feeling. Like I said, I know that feeling of running so hard. It's such a frustrating feeling. It really gets under my skin. All right, wonderful. I'll definitely pull a card. All right. What I pulled is the rider. And the rider it's a picture of a man riding a horse. And it signifies message of some sort. It's a movement card, and it kind of suggests that a man in shining armor kind of delivers this good news to you, and it's a very positive card, very optimistic, and I think that reflects directly to your dream city that, you know, you're trying, and I think it's requiring patience. It symbolizes news on the way or journey started. It's a very active and positive symbol. So look for some kind of news and maybe a journey. So I think that since there's a lot of movement in the dream, and that seems to be a predominant theme, and if you do that, if that dream happens a lot for you, that you might be creating your own kind of journey, something new and very positive. So keep the positive thoughts, and hopefully, oh, you're welcome, huh? Hopefully that you'll be able to get to run much faster, and we'll be able to run together one day. All right, well, we're going to take a little break, getting a little dry over here, and play a song for you. I'm going to play a little bit of Secret Station, again, by yours truly. myspace.com/thedreamteacher. As simple as that. And if we're not friends on Facebook, of course you better add me on there. Facebook.com, and then just search Brandon Hauser. And hopefully you'll be able to find me. I think there's a couple Brandon Hausers out there, but that's all right. The ones that need to find, will find. Actually, it's linked on my blog talk site, so I don't know how you can miss it. Oh my. Kids are going to school. Bye, Marissa. Thank you. Have a good day at school. And the whole morning commute. Oh, what is it? Oh my gosh, we just got another phone book. We have so many phone books in this house. That's so funny. There's always so many here. You're welcome. No problem. Yeah, come back again, definitely. We'll be talking plenty about dreams. Hope your kids have a good day at school, too. Thank you for coming in. And, oh my gosh, I can hear, I wonder if you guys can hear all the hustle and bustle of the traffic and everything. I live, like, right in the city, so, oh, there goes the news, or the phone book guy. I live by, like, a busy, busy street. So, I feel, it feels pretty cool to be out in the open, and everybody can see me doing the show, and they're all watching. It feels pretty cool. Hello, Greb Habanol. Welcome to Life is But a Dream. If you've had a crazy dream last night, or something that you want to talk about, something that you're confused about, you can go ahead and chat about it if you'd like and call in, or just talk in the chat room. We had Cindy's dream here where we're talking about how in some recurring dreams where you try to run and you're running so hard and putting in every ounce of strength and you just don't seem to be getting anywhere. Those, oh, we're just talking about how frustrating those dreams are. And how much that, they especially get under my skin. Especially when I, like, when I'm going for something that I want. But in my most recent case, it was kind of like an emergency. I was worried that my car was on fire, so I definitely was running and looking. But it's gone now. I miss it. I have to mention this, too. I was getting a reading from, I don't know if you guys know who Dionysus is. He's a good friend of mine, and he was reading me and told me that he had an image, a vision of me running around sort of angry and dressed all in black, very stealthy, and doing something, and it wasn't too good. And I just was talking about one of my old dreams, and the very next one, I have to share it with you. It's so ironic. This was April 10th, I had a dream. I was driving around in my car. I drove around all night. I was very stealthy. It was around 3 a.m., and mind you, that's the same time that Dionysus mentioned. And I decided to go to one of my ex's house, except it wasn't his house that I've been to. It was a house that kind of looked like one of my aunt's houses. So I decided to go in. The garage door was open. I saw paint in the garage. And seriously, seriously considered throwing it everywhere. Just throwing it. Whew. So I was a little angry. It's an interesting relationship between him and I now. I was thinking about just throwing it all over him and all over his room and just everywhere. I didn't, though. I just snuck inside and went upstairs, and I found him sleeping. So I just kind of smiled, and I left. It felt good. And then I went to a girl's house, and I think it was one of his friends that he introduced me to. And I went into her house, and it looked just like John's house. So I made this big black paint streak all down her wall, past, like, these stairs and over this closet and vented doors and stuff. And I just got back in my car and drove around feeling invigorated. I looked down, and my dog is with me. So it was, I don't know, it was pretty funny. I thought it was just so weird. I'm like, oh, wow, that's a surprise. And I remember going over railroad tracks, and there's just so many really weird, random... I love that about dreams. There's just so many random images and pictures that just like, what? Where did they come from? Like, ah, so weird. And my favorite kind of dreams are the ones where I'm sitting there during, like, the middle of the day, and I'll just get off of work or something, and it'll be, like, I don't know, like, 2 o'clock. Doesn't matter, you know, like, sometime in the afternoon. And just lay there, and, like, you're still awake, but then you, like, drift into this weird dream state of mind where it's so real, and, like, you wake up with, like, that feeling that it's, like, oh, it just happened. Where, like, when I wake up from dreams after sleeping, it's, like, they're not as strong and powerful. They don't feel as fresh in my mind. I think because, like, you know, when you sleep at night, you just, it's a recharge, and you really just let go. You totally let go of everything. And, well, at least I hope people do. I do know some people that do have trouble sleeping. Oh, that's so horrible. If you need help or you can't get to sleep, definitely hit me up. I mean, that's what I do. I'm trained to do. I'm a hypnotist as well, and I put people to sleep, which is very easy. Well, okay, I take that back. It is easy on some people. It just takes the right amount of time, the right state of mind, and enough trust. And with trust comes love, so I do it from my heart, and I always follow my heart and the good of everything, the light, to do everything really good. But yeah, so if you do have any major hardcore concerns about that, I will definitely would love to help you. So get in contact with me if you're listening to this on Archive. You can hit up the Facebook, which is a very, very good way to get a hold of me. If you have any other questions, any private messages that you wanted to send about dreams, if you're not comfortable sharing them, that's totally fine too. I always check back, and I'm really easy to track down and find. So, don't worry. But yeah, back to the daydreams, if you will. Now, that's what, it's so funny now, dreams, the word can be used in more than one context. It's like dreams that you aspire to have, dreams that you have to as like goals, and then you have the dreams that you have when you're sleeping and unconscious. Now, do you think they're all the same thing, or are they all completely different? I would have to say it's a little bit of both. They are all different in a way, but then again, they're all the same. It's like they're all this subconscious kind of state, this subconscious level. I mean, when you're daydreaming and you're just in la-la land, just sitting there and zoning out, you're totally not conscious of what's going on. You don't even know what's going on. Like, I know that when I'm sitting there and I drift off and we're in a daydream, I don't even know what's, like, right in front of me. Vision is not one of my, you know, main focuses right now, and whatever's going on, hearing, whatever, just totally in my own mind. And I think that's very much a subconscious level kind of thought. And those are just as important as regular dreams and, you know, the dreams that we have during sleep. I think those could be even more important because we're conscious of them and we're conscious that we're doing it, at least, you know, when we're taken by surprise or suddenly brought out of it. I think that everybody should do that more often, taking a little nap during the afternoon, if you can. Hopefully that you all have the opportunity to do that, because it's really cool. I love it. It's rewarding, and they're really intense, like, visions. They're much more strong. And I guess I'm just lucky because I get out of work sometimes. But, you know, I work early in the morning, and then I get out in the afternoon. So it's a perfect time for me to do that. And like I said, hopefully that you all get that. Sorry if you don't, but I think you know what I mean. I think you could find it really new too. Time flies when you're having fun. So I wanted to talk to you also about well, there's this other show that I have, Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday night, and I do readings and card readings and intuitive readings for people. And if you would like to go to that, Thursday night, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I do that show every Thursday, Thirsty Thursdays, with the Dream Teacher. So go ahead and listen to that if you would like. It's pretty fun. Get a lot, lots and lots of fun people. It's great interaction, and everybody loves their readings. They really do. They always call me back and tell me what crazy things happened and how it totally resonated well with them. Let's see. I did want to... I'm just going to talk a little bit since it's the first show, and this is like a new crowd. It's a new time for me. It's early in the morning, and I never get up early in the mornings. I'm always... I used to be such a morning person when I was younger. I used to be up with the worms, you know, waking up and just trying to make sure I'm not missing anything in the world. And then I hit my teenage years, and I just wanted to sleep forever. And I'm a little bit in that. I mean, I get up when I have to go to work, and I hate the feelings that I get when I wake up and I have to go to work. I'm just like, oh, man. Like, it's work. It's not something that I really want to be doing. Like, I could totally be sleeping right now. But, all right, whatever. I'll go into work. But this time it's just like, oh, my gosh, the morning. I'm so excited. I get to do another show, which is so awesome. I every time I start a show, I get so invigorated. And it's really... it's really beneficial for myself as well, because it starts my week out absolutely wonderful. It's like, yes, I get to start my week out with the show now, too, in the morning, Monday morning, too. And I'm trying to make Monday something to look forward to and be happy about getting up early in the morning, because with this time change and everything, it's kind of making me want to get up earlier. And I don't know. I think some people feel that way. But, I mean, I don't want to give up early every day. That's why I have one in the morning. Just on Monday. At least for now. If we get a lot of good, positive feedback, I can definitely do more shows. But right now I just got the two, Life is But a Dream and Thirsty Thursdays. And, again, thank you all for coming. I'm very grateful that you're here. And even if there's not too many people chatting about dreams, that's okay. Still listening about mine, and dreams are very important no matter who's talking about them. Hello, guest. Thank you for coming in. Good morning. Hopefully you had a wonderful slumber. If you had any dreams that you'd like to talk about, we are here to chat, and I'm here to listen and help you figure out something. If you are confused or if there's something going on in your dream that you don't understand, I'm a very good reader and interpreter. Great at analyzing, and I'm sure we could figure out any problem that's been going on, or share in any joy, for that matter, if you had an awesome dream, and something that really just woke you up feeling awesome, and feeling amazing, and on your game, and like, yeah, I'm ready to go Monday. So, okay, well, I guess no dreams. Well, hopefully you have a good day. I think we're going to do a little song. I want to play A good little song. Okay. Well, we'll give credit to Firefly's Owl City. Enjoy.
start to look, it's tearing us apart. This is the fact, the message is clear. You cannot deny it, they are here. The reminder was vague, oh, the lesson so glorious. Our hearts were made for a much higher purpose. You wouldn't think, but everything happens for a reason. The grief, the meat, the kiss, the fight, the break, the tears, the lies, the knife. Stay away from the emergency exit. We aren't quite done yet. We stared and stared and stared into those blank eyes. This lady, the rescue was here. Be careful of that mind of yours, they say. It can play tricks on you when you're led astray. But lose the mind and you're asking for it. Thinking that life matters is an understatement. There's a larger war going on than guns and missiles. And it is too close for comfort. I have found deeper meaning in this game. I have found deeper meaning. And I'm scared to hell because of it. But I know I will not look away. Here's another way of saying that you too have realized the deep secret of mankind. And it's their reward for winning the game. You will simply be left behind. Deny it. He is here.
All right, that was a little bit of Sky East Airplane, The Messenger. I thought that was very appropriate as there's many messages going on, especially with your dreams, which is what we're talking about here every Monday morning, trying to jumpstart our week by some positive reinforcement and lots of positive thinking and hopefully positive dreams. I would definitely like to hear about any positive dreams that you have as well. Any dreams, of course, but positive ones are always good. You don't hear too many people talking about like really positive dreams, and like, cause it's not like their main concern. Usually they only want to talk when they have a problem or, you know, they need to figure out something and they're freaking out. They're following some kind of fearful thing. And so positive dreams are always good too. Like, you know, you wake up and like just the most amazing thing happens. Like, I remember, let's see, I posted a picture up on Facebook and it was like me and it looked like I was sleeping. And I said, wake me with a kiss. And that very same night, oh, well, that morning when I woke up, like, I dreamt that my biggest crush came and woke me up and kissed me good morning, and it was absolutely beautiful. I was so happy, like, that whole day. Well, I mean, I've been happy since, but, like, I was just so, swimming around in those amazing feelings, and, ooh, what a beautiful way to wake up, right? The one that you're really interested in, coming to give you a little kiss and to start your day off, like, beautifully, and I don't know, it was just really comforting and really created a peaceful state for me, definitely. So, like I said, positive dreams are awesome to talk about as well. Now, it doesn't matter what happens in your dreams. I think people may be a little, drawn back as to reveal really what's going on in their deepest, deepest state of mind. A state that not many people even understand. And a state of mind that we visit every day, all day. I mean, we're in it constantly, but we just don't really, we're not aware. We're not aware. That's what awareness is. And I have certainly gone through plenty of awareness experiences where I really realized what self is, and global consciousness, humanity. Those are very, very, very strong feelings that kind of just, they really change your perspective on things. When you become aware of something new, it really just draws you back, and you kind of find a way for it to relate to yourself. And when you can relate it to yourself, you really draw in a new experience from that. And hopefully they're all ones created through love. Hopefully, since that is the stronger of the feelings, love and fear, since they are the true feelings, the true emotions that we really have. I've read somewhere that they're the only ones that really count, that they're the only, like, true ones. And I remember seeing that, what was it, Donnie Darko? Oh, excellent movie, too. I remember seeing that written there, and they did this one thing, an exercise with this fear and love, and the Donnie Darko, Jake Gyllenhaal, he, you know, went up there and made, like, a big deal about it, and he's like, you can't just base all human emotions into two categories. You can't just do that, because there's so much more. There's a bigger spectrum, and yeah, there is, but everything just branches from love and fear. It's all a main branch of it. And those are the ones, those are the feelings that are the most strong, I think, and the most misunderstood, in a way. Not many people grasp them and really recognize them for what they truly are. Logos. Just looking through the chats here, making sure. Keeping an eye on everybody. Thank you for coming in. And if you had a crazy dream, any kind of dream, and you want to talk about it, feel free. You can talk about it in the chat or call in. Either or is fine. And I will help you out if you have any, you know, inquiries or anything that you want to get across. Hey, either is fine. So, up to you, like I said. Or you can just enjoy listening. I may play some music from time to time, just to shift a little bit of energy around. But I want to talk about one of my dreams that has been really, 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 really strong for me. And I think that it's definitely coming true. And how often do you hear about dreams coming true? I mean, when I think about that, I think of, like, Disney World, you know, or going to Disneyland, oh my gosh. And I was thinking about that the other day, too, is, you know, what's one thing that you can really get a kid with? You can, like, no matter what, you'll always get a rise out of a kid. You tell them they're going to Disney World or Disneyland. And that came up with me when I was reading a friend, and I felt that they really needed to go there for some reason. So I told them, and then she's like, you know, told me she's never been there. And then we started talking about childhood, and it was a really good regression. We got some old things out of the way and remembered who we truly were and, you know, where we came from, which is always a good thing to know. But yeah, oh man, keep chugging along in this train of thoughts. I just want to jump from one thing to another. But yes, the big dream that's going on with me right now is, I know most of you have heard of Publishers Clearinghouse, you know, where they show up with the camera crew and flowers and, of course, a big old check. Well, I've been doing this for a little bit, doing the search and win, and kind of, I was let down a little bit before, but I've been getting really, really strong feelings about this one, and I got it even before I got the email that said PCH is going to be in the Cleveland TV network area, and that they're going to be, like, around me, that, like, they'll be able to travel to me. My area code is in the little peripheral, if you will, their little setup. So I was immediately just, like, looking at it, and then I definitely caught some numbers, little ironic number coincidences going on, and there's, like, so many just coincidences that keep playing out, and then it's like, oh, that's what it relates to, and oh, if I do that, then that, oh, okay, and things are just kind of piecing out like a little puzzle for me, and I've been watching the signs, I've been, you know, looking carefully, and doing everything that I need to do. I feel like, I don't know, there's guides and spirits definitely watching over me. It's like the gods watching over me, and I'm doing each little step so I can get to this big goal and this big dream. And I think I'm definitely going to win, and it's coming up soon, so you will definitely know on Thursday. You'll be able to tell if you check out my other show, Thirsty Thursdays. It's on at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So if you check that out, we'll definitely figure out if Mr. Dream Teacher here is a winner. I've gotten some readings from people here on Blog Talk, and one of them included, they see me holding a big white piece of cardboard. He's not sure what that meant. And I told him, I'm like, I'm a winner. I know what it is. I'm a winner. And he's like, ah, okay, I see the contest. And it's just so ironic. I love it. It's such an ironic coincidence. Such a twist that, huh, meant to be. And I created it. And that's the other part of it, is that I know I created it. I create everything. And I did create some bad things. I've accumulated a lot of debt and need to get rid of that. I'm only 20 years old and I have like $30,000 in debt. So I want to be able to give back. And I think there's been a lot of talk and, like, you know, what would you do with $1 million and all that? And it's been coming up a lot recently in combo. And I've been, like, really thinking about it. I've been just dead set on it, focused on that. And I know exactly what I would do with a large sum of money. I know exactly what I would do. I would immediately take care of all the withstanding money that I do owe, which, no problem. Then I would take care of people in my immediate surroundings and everyone that's helped me on the path. I would support others by, like, taking their classes and, like, learning just from so many people. I would do so many traveling, so much investing. I want to create so many new businesses and new ideas that I have that I want to run with. I have so many. I have books full. I literally have books full and notebooks and little side notes everywhere. And even these Blog Talk radio shows, they're all right in front of me. And it's like begging and screaming for me to do something, screaming for me to create. And I had such a strong feeling that I really needed to create this show to keep living in that dream and to keep living out my dream. Even if I have to, you know, go to work and work a job that I don't want to be at, but that's what makes this much, much more worth it. And I know that this is what I want to be doing for... I could totally do this for the rest of my life, hosting radio shows and just traveling, meeting new people. That would be absolutely perfect. And then I would just have people, like, you know, kind of work for me, and, like, they would carry out work for me, and, you know, I just take care of them. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, you know, you need a house. Okay, not a big deal. So I have a really big heart, and I want to be able to use it to its full potential. I know that words are very strong, but I feel that they can only go so far. Like, I can only say so much, but, like, you know, actions do speak very loud, and sometimes louder than words, yes. They're very strong movements. They're strong just groupings of energy that shift and change things around. Change is always good. And I think that by creating all these energy shifts and just especially giving from the heart and connecting through compassion, I think that I would be able to do so many great things. And that's kind of all I've been waiting for, is just like my big break, you know, my moment, my time to shine. I mean, I know I got a little taste of it after I graduated high school, and I felt famous. Like, I felt just so cool. Like, it felt right. Everything felt right and perfect, and I was totally in my self zone, and I was centered with myself, and I was just happy and sharing life with other people. And I think that I did kind of lose it in a way, but this is where I'm, like, kind of gaining it back up. It's been a long journey, but not even that long. I still have so much of my life left to live, and I want to be able to create better things. I want to be able to create things that really last. There's just so much that I want to do and that I want to share with everyone. And I'm just praying that I get that opportunity to do that. I've kind of always felt since I was real young that I'm going to be really important for the Earth's history, even just for history and humanity, and that I'm definitely going to make some sort of an impact. And, you know, I'm going to be loved and followed and appreciated, respected, all that, as we all definitely deserve that, which is why I give it to everyone before they even give it to me. Because I don't know if they're going to give you that, but, you know, one can only hope, and that's how I approach all people in all relationships. And I think that with such a huge amount of just money energy and all of the, I think it would just be in the perfect place. I think it would be in the right hands. Like, I follow, like I said before, I follow my heart, follow guidance. You know, I pray, talk to God. You know, I listen to God, and I called on anything for help, and all, you know, just filling myself with light every day, and keeping steady dreams and goals, and always reaching for the stars. I think that would be a very wise position for the universe to instill within me, that great responsibility and energy, as I can definitely create some beautiful things. That's what I'm put here to do, definitely to create, and of course to find out who I really am and what a journey that has been. I figure that out kind of more and more every day, ponder about it every day, and self-awareness is really, really wonderful realization. Hopefully everybody gets to that one day. I remember my day like it was yesterday, and I had that just surreal experience that really set me on my path, and it really put things into motion and brought in so many amazing things. And it was just, and it's everything that I was asking for, every single thing. Everything that, you know, I knew I was thinking about and I knew I wanted, it just came into fruition completely. I just watched it unfold right before my very eyes, just like this beautiful pattern. It's just so intricate, and I laugh all the time at how simple everything is and how simply complicated it is. Everything is just so intricately put together. It's beautiful. It makes my heart sing. I love it. I absolutely love it. I embrace it. Oh, infinite love and gratitude. I love that. I love that. That really opened up with me. I got a reading from someone, and she really, really emphasized infinite love and gratitude, and that just resonated so well with me. She was wonderful. She reverted me back to this, the state. Okay, she told me to envision myself and imagine myself as 5 months in embryo, so like 5 months still in the womb, and like that was such a weird position to imagine yourself in, but like she hit me dead on for some reason. It really just resonated with me. I could feel it like bursting like throughout, and it was such a wonderful feeling. I just had to laugh. I was just laughing and smiling. It was so perfect. And it was so weird how she described it. She is like, you know, imagine being able to not show your gifts and all your infinite glory, and it's just stuck in there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I know that feeling so well. And then she's like, just let it go and release. And I was like, oh, like I could feel it, like it just out of my breath, out of my, everything just resonated. Oh my gosh. So you were talking about, you know, my debt before, and here we have a debt collector calling me right now, seeing this show. What in the world? Sorry. Yeah, I can't wait to pay them back. I know they're calling me because I'm doing something good right now, and they know that I'm doing good things. See, I'm telling you, there's so many coincidences. Like, my palms have been itchy every day, like so many times a day. And you know that little folklore that when your palms are itchy, you're coming into money. So I always itch them on my butt because that was... I always just make sure I do that, and everybody's like, ah, don't itch them. And then I update my Facebook status, like, ah, my palms are itchy again. Everybody's like, geez, again? Like, what the heck? Like, bring some of that over here. I'm like, well, duh, you know it. Of course. So, another little coincidence. They happen all the time. And I can't wait. I can't even wait to get started. Like, I know that, let's see, I'm at my job now, Dollar General, and, well, I'm not here now, but I'm working there, and it's completely unsatisfying. I mean, I've met some really great people, had some nice life-changing moments, but ready for more intense, more strong. I'm ready to create my own moments like that and to share them with other people and hopefully have them experience what I have and will be experiencing. And that way, it would just be in such perfect place. It would just be in the perfect place. I know I'm the right man for the job. I know it. Pick me. Oh, with that being said, I want to play a song for you. We're going to play... Okay, I think I want to hear this one right now. Happy by Leona Lewis. I mean, we all just want to be happy, right?
Someone once told me that you have to choose what you win or lose. You can't have everything. Don't you take chances, you might feel the pain. Don't you love in vain, cause love won't set you free. I could stand by the shine, and once this life passed me by. So unhappy, but safe as could be.
Feeling very happy today. I certainly am. I am loving every minute of this. I'm so excited to be able to say I have two shows. You know, I seriously feel like almost famous. Actually, no. I totally am. I already know it. It's already in the cards. Well, good luck, Ingrid. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. I'm going to play a little bit more of mood music since we're going with the fame and the fortune. Play little Lady Gaga, looking out for that paparazzi, because I know they'll be flying by soon. Down. which I try to remember to do, but I really haven't written any down in such a long time. Like, I remember the gists of most of them, and, like, during my day something will happen, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I dreamed about that. That's right. And then it's weird because, like, oh, is that, like, a premonition? Is that something precognitive? Or, you know, how recognizable is that? But I'm glad you had a good dream this morning. If you woke up, you know, feeling good, that's obviously always a good sign. Okay, emotions mildly resonate. Definitely, that's good. It kind of really, it kind of almost rings with you throughout the whole day, huh? Like, you know, however that dream was, it really carries with you and brings in this whole demeanor to your day. It's quite interesting. It's so weird how just a bunch of thoughts can do that, isn't it? I think it's such a mystery, but yet so obvious. It's very, and a lot of my work, I focus on how thoughts are, you know, the seeds for everything, every action, creation, and everything you bring into your life. And look at how powerful they are. Like, literally your thoughts can just go on and on and on and on and convince you to think that there's no time. And, like, you can literally manipulate time within your own conscious thoughts when you're dreaming. Well, subconscious at least, too. You do that every night. It's such a strong, powerful thing. Think of how many things that can actually do that. Like, think of all that connectedness and all that just surreal, like, experiences. You can literally stop time. We have, like, our own time machines in our brain. You, like, a dream second is infinitely longer than a waking second. So, you know, you could be dreaming for 2 minutes, and it feels like 7 years. So that really kind of makes you think, like, what is even real? If the same functions in the brain are happening while you're dreaming and or remembering about thoughts or daydreaming, you know, as you are when you're sleeping, you know, what does that even mean for us? Our thoughts and our brains are so powerful. There's so many things going on in them. And we are just aware of the tip of the iceberg. We only see to the front. We only are watching and recognizing what's in our conscious frontal lobe. That's all we're watching. That's all that's passing through. And like I said, that's the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to be discovered. There's just so much. I always feel so expansive, so big when, like, I start thinking of crazy concepts and just things bigger than life and bigger than my body or, you know, anything else. I always get into such a spiritual and inspirational sort of demeanor, if you will. And it brings me peace and clarity and a good state of mind. I think that's how, like, these psychics and intuitives kind of open themselves up. They are just so one with themselves and everything else that they're able to pick up on such subtle changes and little things going on, like, in our bodies that are somewhat unrecognizable by, you know, the common eye. You know, like a quote-unquote normal person or something. You know, people don't focus on that. But it's starting to become more predominant that people are starting to focus on these things. There's so many more, like, intuitive people and psychics and angel card readers and people that believe in such things that it's really warming and welcoming. I had a perfect example the other day, and this is another little puzzle that fits into my lottery here and my winnings and contest. I work, like I said, at Dollar General, and a couple ladies came in asking if they could put flyers up. And, you know, my manager was like, oh, well, you know, I don't think we can do that, blah, 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 blah. And this is, like, the third time it's happened, like, while I was working. And the first time it happened, I was like, oh, man, you know, I should have said something. I felt bad. I wish there was something I could do. And then the second time it happened, it was, you know, different people each time. And I'm like, you know what? Oh, man, I wish I could do that, blah, 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 but we can't. And then, you know, they left, and I'm like, oh, I totally should have told them that I could say something on the radio show. I could totally say something on my radio show for, you know, them. It's the least I could do. I mean, I have a nice group of listeners, and some of them are local, and it would be, you know, it would work out, and people would hear it, and it would be cool. So it was just a little too late for that experience. And then these ladies came in, and my manager told them, sorry, we couldn't. And I'm like, hey, wait. I'm like, I have a show. I can advertise for you there. And especially since you're local, you know, I have a lot of local listeners. And, you know, I might be able to bring in some business. So, you know, they gave me some flyers, and I didn't even look at what they are. I didn't know what they were, you know, trying to promote or sell here or advertise. So I just put them up at the front and took no note of them. And then a couple hours later, I went and looked, and it's a salon. These ladies were advertising their salon, and they do a lot of spiritual work. There's a psychic there, and she does readings, and they do angel card readings and reflexology, numerology. They do, they also do hair and style hair, color cut, whatever. And so I was, like, so excited. I'm like, wow, go figure. This is the one that I decided to speak up on. And it's people that are really resonating and believing through the same things. And they're really picking up on the New Age concepts. Hello, everyone. Hello, Shimra. Thank you for coming through. If you had some crazy dreams last night, this is what we're here for, to talk and exchange experiences about dreams. Maybe we've had dreams in common. Maybe we've met each other in a dream before. And, you know, you never know. We never know what kind of weird coincidence can happen. So if you want, you can say your dream, type it in the chat. We'll talk about it. And if you have any questions or concerns or something that you want to learn or something that you need just another person to interpret, I'm definitely your guy. I mean, my name's the Dream Teacher, so I am definitely here to help you. It was really cool. A woman approached me, Rebecca. She has her own shows too. She approached me and asked me if I could interpret dreams, and I'm like, oh, absolutely, sure. And so I helped her interpret one of her dreams that seemed to confuse her. And it worked out perfectly, like, you know, compared this and that. And I'm like, oh, well, this usually relates to, you know, these kind of feelings. And she's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then this happened, and then blah, 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 blah. It was a great chain, great connection. And we got to the root of what was going on. And I helped her out. It was really great. Good coming to those nice kind of conclusions. So if you, you know, are needing help and lost, need a conclusion, I'm definitely your guy. You can call me, or like I said, just type it down in the chat. Either way, it doesn't matter. But I'm very grateful that you're all here this morning and starting your Monday here with your favorite dream teacher. And hopefully that I will be able to influence and create a very positive feeling and atmosphere for you, that this week will be just fine. And get you through anything you need to. And especially since, you know, Mondays can sometimes be a drag, and, you know, we have a little bit of resentment with getting up and going about our day and going to work, if everybody's going to work. It's a nice little pick-me-up, and it helps myself as well. I am in such high spirits. I used to hate getting up in the mornings, but now I'm so excited to get up here and share in this with you and share in such a wonderful creation. As always, I am doing it from the heart, and I mean very well, sincerely, truly, and deeply, from the bottom of my heart. So that's why I'm here to help, here to talk, and I mean, I can go a mile a minute. I'll sit here and talk forever. Got my energy drink. I'm ready to go this morning. I'm probably just way too wired. Let's see. Today's show. Oh, my. 24 minutes already. Whew. This is the longest show I've had. I'm so glad I made it. 2 hours because I figure, you know, there's a lot of people waking up, coming and going. Maybe they want to talk. Maybe they don't. Doesn't matter. So, I wanted to keep it long, and hey, I'll talk for a while. It's totally cool with me. What was I going to mention? Oh, everybody is just popping in and out of here tonight. I feel like they are floating around. So many guest people. So, if you had a dream, please share it with us, as we would definitely love to hear. Ah, we definitely have a dream. Okay, Shimura, let's hear your dream. You can type it, or like I said, call in. Either or is fine with me. So, I didn't even have a dream last night. I haven't even been to sleep. I've been up since yesterday. I admit it. I've been up for hours and hours, and I'm probably going to be up all day today. I just... And I'm such high energy and feeling good that I'm going to be totally good with that. Ah, a reoccurring dream. Just a different setting every time. What's been going on? Those are, yes, I know, the groggy morning feeling. We were just talking about reoccurring dreams, and this one woman, Cindy's Mountain, earlier, she had this reoccurring dream, and I shared in the same experience with her as well, where she was running and jogging, and she was putting so much of her focus into it, and she wasn't getting anywhere. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I felt that, like, where you're running, and like, for some reason in my dream, like, I was moving in such slow motion. It was like the slowest thing I have ever experienced. Seriously, it was just like that. Just as awkward as you having to listen to that, it was that frustrating. I was like, oh my gosh, why? Why can I not run right now? And there was like serious things going on. There was like emergencies, and I was freaking out. My car was on fire in my dream, and I'm like, oh man, dude, I gotta get there. I gotta go now. And then it turns out I couldn't even find my car. I probably didn't even drive there. I probably walked to the park or something. Wouldn't that be just a nice ironic twist, running for something that's not even there? Let's see. Shimura says, I get shot, but it, like, doesn't affect a person like the way you would think. I get away and whatnot, but I'm obviously bleeding and all that. Oh, my, that's an intense feeling. Give me a little bit more information. Where were you? Where are the settings? Colors? Feelings, anything that seems really predominant, any symbols or instruments, anything that really sticks out to you. Like, it's like getting shot doesn't really do the job. Well, that's definitely good. I mean, you can't be taken down with one shot. You're a very strong individual, that shows. And it seems to be making a note into your conscious mind as you remember that detail. I've definitely, oh, okay, it's at nighttime, that's interesting. I would say that is, when things happen at night, it's more of like the fearful kind of feelings, things that are just kind of uncomfortable. But, I don't know, I've had plenty of dreams at night where I'm just partying and I'm at parties. I've had a lot of those dreams lately where I'm hosting these crazy huge shindigs. Oh, they're so wonderful. They're things that I've created and things that are the spot to be. They're so popular. Oh my gosh. You're wandering around the parking lot, Walmart and Drug Mart, trying to get someone to pick you up. Oh my. And then you got shot. That's crazy. I had a dream where I got shot. I'll never forget it. It was a really significant dream in my life. I was like really younger. I was a lot younger. And I just moved in with my father and my stepmother, And it was a really, really scary transition for me. And I didn't really know my dad too well, nor my stepmom, and it was just really scary for me. And I remember having this dream when I got there that I was in this weird house, in this weird, like, huge, huge-ass house. And all of a sudden, like, just all hell broke loose. It was just complete terror. That was, like, the only scariest dream I had. And I remember standing in the bathroom and, like, in the bathtub, standing there, and all of a sudden this man just came out of nowhere, and he just straight up shot me right in the middle of my chest, right in the center, like, right where the tops of my ribs start meeting, and it goes into, I think that's your sternum right there. And there's, like, this little circle in my ribs that I can feel. I can feel it right now. And I always call it my bullet hole because that's right where I got shot, right in that middle, right in that sternum. And it was so, so crazy. Like, and sometimes I can feel it, and I can feel it kind of stinging, kind of resonating, like hitting something. And I'm like, ooh, oh, my gosh, it kind of almost takes my breath away. I'm like, oh, man, my bullet hole hurts. And not a lot of people know what that is. So I figured I'd share it with you here, and it was such a scary dream. That was, like, one of the only scariest dreams that I've had. I don't ever have nightmares. I don't ever have scary dreams. All my dreams are always either really exciting and invigorating, or just welcoming and peaceful and wonderful and just connected and absolutely beautiful. Let's see. The recent one, you're in your dorm, and some black guy came and shot you, and you hit him with a Gatorade bottle, ran to your door, and then you got shot, like, 4 more times and kept going. Oh, my gosh. Man, you are a beast. Definitely from when we talked before, Shimra, you're a very strong individual, and I can see that, and that seems to be very predominant in your dreams. So that's something definitely admirable. Having strength is a very good thing. You know, you can't, it's really hard to survive without having strength and, you know, keeping that in perspective. Wow. Oh my. That's fun. Just checking up on Facebook. Sorry, guys. So I would like to offer that if you do have some kind of dream or need some kind of insight, somewhere to put your focus, I do have fortune cards that I use for my show when I do readings on Thursdays, and I do have them with me now, and I figured it would be a nice little tool to use to pull up a card, to bring a little bit of insight. Just pull up a card, you know, after your whole dreaming thing, and see where your focus should be, see how you should be, where you can really look into things and how, see if it resonates with you and see if you can interpret it and kind of manipulate and maneuver it into your life. And, of course, it's here to help and to give you a little bit of guidance and assistance. And that's what I want to do. And hopefully make your week, your day, just 10 times better. Not just a little better, 10 times better. 10 times better than maybe a normal week for you. Maybe you hate starting all that, but that's why I want to be here to help. Let's see. I thought of my former job as a reoccurring dream. It was helpful. Oh, your former job is a reoccurring dream. That's a really good technique. So, Greb, you thought every time you went to work, like the work that you didn't like, that it was just a reoccurring dream that kept happening and happening. That's a pretty good idea. Definitely. And did you get a new job? That's what I want to know. I mean, I feel like my job is like a dream. Every time I get there, I'm just like, wow, I cannot believe I'm at work right now. Like, serious, I cannot believe I'm sitting here going to work for somebody else. It just bugs me. I don't know why, but I just hate working for other people. I can't stand it. Like, I love to be my own boss. I love to be the creator. That's why I do a lot of writing, because I can really create my own thing. A lot of writing, a lot of blogging. And now this Blog Talk Radio, whew, better than sliced bread. I love it. It is such a great opportunity that I can put myself out there and really be able to grab people and give them something physical that they can get to. And I was talking to a woman in the salon that I mentioned earlier that I walked into, and she was getting her hair done, and she's is a psychic, and she said, told me about her radio show that she's been hosting for years now. And she was really describing it to me that radio is such a really, really great tool, just the concept of radio, because there's so many frequencies, there's so many things that are being held out there. Like, the frequency is just, there's so many of them. And you can tune into something, and just, it's like, where does it even come from, you know? It comes from, like, the universe. It comes from everywhere. And this, like, this show here, it can be accessed from anywhere, absolutely anywhere, anywhere in the world, anywhere you can find a computer or a phone, you can listen to it. And think of, like, the amazing just opportunities that invoke. And there's so many. I will not say this enough. I highly, highly encourage everyone to get out into the Blog Talk community and interact, because there are just absolutely wonderful people here. I've made some really great connections with people, had on some awesome guests, and I am just so excited for future endeavors and working with Blog Talk and hopefully getting some new things out of it, creating new shows, as this is my second show now. And it's really great. Oh, I was thinking about that today, too. I'm like, oh, that is so great to be able to say, yes, I have two shows now. Because I love when people ask me at work and stuff. Oh, and speaking of which, okay, back to that lottery thing. Today, okay, I've been, like, trying to make new songs and stuff and, like, really create new stuff. Okay, I guess as always creating. I guess you should know that by now. But I try to keep my spirits high and sing at work. And that's why I like to put on, like, more popular radio stations, listen to Q104 here. And it's acceptable for, like, work environment, but, like, it's still edgy enough that you can kind of get away with it. And it still plays some of my favorite songs. And that's all I do, is just sing all day at work, all day. I'm just constantly, constantly singing. And sometimes I like singing for people to hear. Sometimes I don't. Like, I don't know. Like, I'll do it purposely. Just because, I mean, I just don't really care. Especially if it's one of my favorite songs. I'm just like, oh, man, you know, I am not stopping to sing this song just because you want to check out, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'll tell you what you owe and all that stuff. But I'm totally going to sing. And if you're coming to my register, you're going to enjoy it. And let's see, four people. I was surprised when two, I was like, oh, that's a coincidence. And then not three, but four people came up to me yesterday and said that you are at the wrong job, man. You need to be out there and singing with the people on the radio and entertaining. That's totally where you belong. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, yes, you're so right. Like, how did you even get that? How did you get that for me? And it really just brightened my day. It made me feel so good. I was just like, yes, thank you. Other people are, like, recognizing it. And it really helps affirm that I'm totally heading in the right direction. I'm totally doing the right thing. I'm totally just following my own dreams. I've created my dream. I can't even begin to tell you how amazing it is to see my dream finally just put itself into manifestation. Like, it felt like so long ago that I just held these dreams and that they would never be here. And now they're here. They're here. I'm creating them. It's all coming true. It's all so wonderful. And dreams really do come true, everyone. I hope that is one thing that you get, at least from listening to the show, if you made it this far, that dreams really do come true. And if you stay connected with me, I can definitely help put that into focus for you. I am the dream teacher. I can do that. I have such a big heart, and I'm so ready to share it with all of you. And I want to be able to help make your dreams come true. I do care deeply about other people, sometimes too much, so I gotta watch it. Gotta be a little selfish sometimes, because if I'm not okay with myself, then I'm not gonna be good with, you know, giving help for you guys and for everyone else. So gotta watch that a little bit. And that way, I'll be able to give exactly what I can. And I have such a big heart, so don't worry, it's going to be a lot. So, hopefully you're around. And this is where... Oh, man. Oh, my dad texted me. And there for a minute in a while. Okay. This is where everything takes off. This is where it all goes down. Oh, I totally lost a little bit of train of thought. Man, time really flies. Already 8 minutes left. We didn't have any callers today, which is totally okay. I didn't think so. It was kind of a spur-of-the-moment kind of show. And I texted everybody, and thank you for coming out, those of you who did. I greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate the listens. It's wonderful. It definitely makes me happy. So thank you. You have made me happy, and hopefully I can make you happy as well. And create some really good feelings within you. But, again, hopefully everyone else's dreams can come true. And I guess it's, I can help so many people help their dreams come true, but, like, sometimes I feel it's not rewarding unless you make your own dreams come true. So maybe that's what I should focus on, is learning how to teach people how to make their own dreams come true. Because a lot of people do get discouraged, and, you know, since they don't see immediate results, and it's not happening right now, that it'll never happen. Well, you just really need to believe, and you need to know it. You need to know it deep within yourself and inside every part of your being that any dream is reachable. You can achieve anything. The world is full of infinite possibility. And when you can grasp that, and grasp that you can do absolutely anything, I think that the sky is the limit. And the stars will be your new best friends. And you will mingle and float and just literally remain high up in the sky and enjoying your dreams as we've all seen it before. People live out their dreams and live fabulous lifestyles, and they really, really seem to kind of master living here and living on Earth and with other people. They really got it down pat. And I'm pretty sure if even just one person can do it, that we can all do it. We can all figure that out. We can all master that. I think we're getting there. I think we're slowly kind of evolving into that, if you will. We're all kind of getting into this state. We're really growing as a species. We're growing as beings. We're growing as people. And I am especially just so grateful. And I feel so blessed to be able to be here and experience this thing we call life. I'm so grateful to be able to be here. I mean, I've heard, let's see, in a book I read, Conversations with God, I've learned a couple things. And one of the things that was mentioned is that, you know, we've been here many times and we've had many past lives, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not sure if you believe in that, but I feel very strongly about that. I think it's very, very possible. I mean, we may not be able to know it, or we may lose sight of it. But, you know, there's a reason for that. Maybe it's there to be discovered, or it's just there to help you experience better. I mean, if we've been here tons and tons of times, of course we're going to learn from mistakes, decisions, what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, you know, and repeat some of them, don't repeat some of them. And it depends, I guess, on how long you want to be here. I don't know. A lot of people, there's quite a few people that I feel are going to be stuck on repeat for a while. Hopefully, they'll be done by 2012. I hope so. As rates, shifts will be taking place. Great things, great new experiences, and some beautiful things that I'm not sure if we've experienced before, but I know I have never seen anything like it, at least in this life, and hey, being able to see it in this life is just as good. And as long as I see it and have a little marker and remember and experience and hold that experience like within my soul, with every part of my body, so I can remember where it is, who I really am and where I come from, what dreams I hold, what dreams I have, what dreams I wish for others, and what dreams that I wish for the world to see, as this is one of my dreams here, and I have certainly made it come true. I have my own radio show. I have not one, but two radio shows, and it just makes me so happy. I love it. This is totally, like, my job. This is my thing. I never would have thought it to be possible to even happen. And look at where I am right now. Here you are listening to me and listening to amazing talks about dreams. Again, we didn't get many callers. Actually, we didn't get any callers today. But that's all right. Like I said, I'm just here to, this is the first episode of Life is But a Dream, so we're just kind of breaking the ice, getting a feel for how the show is going to go down, as that's what I kind of do with the show. I did that with my other show, too, and now it's blossomed into readings and really great things. My last show was, like, the most successful. It was wonderful. So hopefully you will all be around to attend that as well, Thursday, Thursday, at 11 o'clock. P.M. Eastern Standard Time, so it's a little late night one. I got a late night and an early morning show, so a little bit of something to look forward to at the beginning of the week, and then a pick-me-up in the middle, as Thursday Thursday is the party nights, and we always have some crazy conversations and people calling in. I love it. Absolutely love it. Makes me resonate on such higher levels and frequencies that I would just be so thrilled to share with you. I know I'm a little dramatic with my words, but that's okay. I got to get some points across, that's all. And when you bring intonation and little flair to the words, hey, bring it out sharp. See? I'm doing it all the time. Wow. The show has gone so fast. Again, thank you all so much for coming. I appreciate you guys hanging out and chatting and telling me about your dreams, and hopefully I could offer some insights to them. Again, this we'll be doing this show, Life is But a Dream, every Monday at 7 in the morning till 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And hopefully you'll be able to join us next week if you're listening to this on the archives. And those of you listening now, hopefully you will be able to return and share some of those crazy dreams that you have. I think that there's going to be some nice planetary shifts going on that are going to provoke awesome dreams. It's always nice to see what dreams everybody has in common. And like I said, if we dream together, we find ourselves in a dream somewhere. Hopefully we can share on that and find something new. Who knows? Again, thank you everyone for coming to Life is But a Dream with the Dream Teacher. I hope you all have a splendid day. Love and life.